not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Second hour coming up. Short segment here, but I wanted to remind everybody that the pledge drive, the little mini pledge drive that I put up on my website for a short period of time is coming down. I've got this thing that just sticks in my gut about asking people for money. I'm not going to do that, but what I am going to put up in its place, among other things, is I'm going to offer the federal siege at Ruby Ridge, which is the true story from Randy Weaver and his daughter Sarah's own lips as to what happened at Ruby Ridge. And it's a great read, and I would strongly suggest, folks, that you get a copy of it. It's $20 plus $4. Actually, yeah, it's $4 shipping and handling. You send me $4 or $5. I think it's like, you know, $3.95 by the time you pay for the envelope and the postage. It's a great read, and if I can raise enough money on this, I am indeed going to taxi Randy Weaver back up to Plainfield, New Hampshire. So, with that, I also want to mention that, remember, right shortly after 9/11, when all these different anomalies were coming out and they were talking about the put options, that there was a mysterious trader or individual or set of individuals that had placed on the airlines, in a put option is betting that the price goes down. So whoever it was that placed these put options on these airlines knew that there was something going to happen. And we never did find out. And as a matter of fact, I think the Keene-Hamilton Commission said, well, you know, it's really of no significance. It was of a great significance that we know who that was. We never did find out. Well, it's happening again, folks. Now, I'm going to read a few articles to you here that, curiously enough, there's an unnamed individual that has placed an enormous amount of money on the fact that he believes that the stock market will go down by the, I believe it's the 19th of September. But I'm going to go through this with you because this reeks. It stinks of the same thing. Let me start this. It says, an anonymous investor has placed a bet on an index of Europe's top 50 stocks falling by one-third by the end of September, as world equity markets plunged for the third day and volatility hit a three-year high. The mystery investor has bought put option contracts on the DJ Euro Stock 50 index that will result in a profit if it plunges to 2,800 or below by the end of September. Based on the 2,800 strike price, the position covers a notional 6.9 billion and potentially even more using a market price of about 4,100 when the trades were done on Tuesday and Wednesday. The identity of the investor is unknown. Yeah, the identity of the investor was supposedly unknown before and supposedly was of no significance then either. But market sources speculated it was either a large hedge fund hedging itself against deepening losses or a long-only fund manager pressing the panic button to protect its gains. The investor has bought a total of 245,000 put options on the index. The September put option with a $2,800 strike was the most popular DJ Euro Stoxx 50 contract yesterday, according to the data from Bloomberg. Volatility in European equity markets has risen sharply this week as investors cut back on the amount of risk they are taking. The VSTOXX index, which measures the volatility of the DJ EuroStoxx 50 index, hit 34 this morning, which is more than double its 3.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And I'm reading an article here. Evidently, there's a mysterious individual who has placed a sizable bet that the stock market is going to plunge by the end of September, which reeks of the same put options that were put on these airlines just before September 11th, 2001. So let me continue with this. It says, similarly, the volatility of the U.S. stock market was trading at almost three times its three-year average, hitting 30 yesterday. However, both indexes continued to trade below their 2002 highs. European stock markets were trading down almost 3% by 1300, General Mountain Time today, after large drops in Asia and Australia overnight. The Australian market fell 300 points at one stage, when futures trading was unsuspected for over an hour and traders were forced to hedge positions by selling physical stocks rather than future. And it goes on and on and on here, but there's a couple other ones I want to get into, one of them which is looks like it's really major. But before I do that, let's see. I believe I got I got a caller. Gary from Tennessee, you're on with Michael. Go ahead, Gary.
How you doing today, Mike?
I'm doing fine. Gary, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm hot as hell down here.
Is it humid in Tennessee?
Yeah, I'm in Tennessee. It's 100 degrees down here.
Is it really? Yeah, but in Tennessee, when it gets to be 100 degrees, it's really, really muggy. I remember that because I spent a few months in Tennessee one summer.
This summer's different than last summer. My air conditioner's not capable of handling what this global warming thing, which obviously is happening. I had a little different thought about these high-profile people bailing out of high positions in D.C.
Mm-hmm. Share it with us.
If we have a another 9/11 false flag event. We won't need people like Gonzales. All we'll have is a president and a vice president who's calling the shots anyway, sitting in the war room with a bunch of generals directing troops around the country. So maybe these guys are trying to find themselves a cushy job in private industry before the fit hits the sham.
Either that or a really deep bunker to hide in. You know, with what I'm getting ready to read here, it looks like this, you know, whoever this individual is, Gary, that's placing these put options out knows something's going on. And I'm going to get into an article here that really gives cause for concern. But isn't it interesting, Gary, how Karl Rove is departing, which was George Bush's brain, and now Gonzales, of which he has given accolades for all this time, is now walking out. And it just makes me wonder if it's because the subpoenas are flying so hot and heavy that he's, you know, it's gotten too hot in the kitchen and he's got to exit.
Rove was part of it, but he was, I think, the go-between Cheney telling Bush what to do. And Cheney gets his marching orders from those that are above him. Of course, you know, obviously he said he was above the government.
Well, that's what he says. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out, though. Good point, though. Anything else?
No, that's it. I just thought it would be kind of a little different twist in that these people won't really be needed if we go into full-blown martial law with troops all over the streets and whatnot. And I think that's why they're leaving. I'll talk to you later. Great show.
All right. Thanks for the call, Gary. I appreciate it. Okay, now all three of these articles that I'm sharing with you folks are all put out by the same gentleman, and his name is Mark Parent. I'm going to get into the second one. Says, anybody have a clue as to what these investors are expecting? The two sales are being referred to by the market traders as the bin Laden trades because only an event on the scale of 9/11 could make these short sell options available. There are 65,000 contracts and $750 for the SPX 700 calls for open interest. That controls 6.5 million shares at $750, and that equals $4.5 billion. Not a single trade, but quite a bit of money on a contract that is 700 points away from current value. No one would buy that deep in the money calls. No reason to. So if they were sold, looks like someone betting on massive dislocation. Lots of very strange option activity that I haven't seen before. The entity or individual offering these sales can only make money if the market drops 30 to 50% within the next 4 weeks. If the market does not drop, the entity or individual involved stands to lose over $1 billion just for engaging in these contracts. Clearly, someone knows something big is going to happen before the options expire on September 21st. Now, I'm going to get into his theories here, folks. The following theories are being discussed widely within the stock and options markets today regarding the enormous and very unusual activity reported above the two stories below. Those theories are, number one, a massive terrorist attack is going to take place before September 21st to tank the markets. Or, number two, China, reeling over losing $10 billion in bad loans to the subprime mortgage collapse presently taking place, is going to dump U.S. currency and tank all of capitalism with a communist financial revolution. Either scenario is bad, and the clock is ticking. The drop-dead date of these contracts is September 21st. Whatever is going to happen must take place between now and then, or the folks involved in these contracts will lose over $1 billion for having engaged in this activity. A $1.78 billion bet that stock markets will crash by the third week in September, anonymous stock traders sell 10K contracts on every S&P strike short stocks in the money, effectively selling all his SPY holdings for cash up front without pressuring the market downward. This is an enormous and dangerous stock option activity. If it goes right, the guy makes about $2 billion. If he's wrong, his out-of-pocket cost for carrying these options will exceed $700 million. The entity who sold these contracts can only make money if the stock market actually totally crashes by the third week of September. Now, bear in mind that the last time anyone conducted such large and unusual stock option trades, like I just mentioned out, was in the weeks before the attacks on September 11th. And back then, they bought huge number of puts on airline stocks in the same airlines whose planes were involved in the September 11th attacks. Despite knowing who made these trades, the Securities and Exchange Commission never revealed who made the unusual trades, and no one was ever publicly identified as being responsible for the trades, which made upwards of $50 million when the attacks happened. The fact that this latest activity by a single entity gambles on the complete collapse of an entire market by the third week of September seems to indicate someone knows something really huge is in the works, and they intend to profit almost $2 billion within the next 4 weeks from whatever happens. This is really worrisome. That's an understatement. But I'll tell you what, it gets worse, folks, because this same guy, this Mark Perrin, penned this article, and it starts out by saying, urgent. Now, here's the coup de grace here. Here's a mysterious, unidentified, anonymous individual who places all this money on put options, betting that the stock market is going to crash 30 to 50%. And if it doesn't, by the 19th of September, he's going to lose upwards of $1 billion. Now, with that, listen to this. Urgent. Federal Reserve Board of Governors meeting to take place at the COG facility in Jackson Hole, Wyoming on August 31st. COG stands for Continuity of Government and is a super high-security underground facility installation designed as a sanctuary for government. If the U.S. is hit with nukes or suffers other catastrophic disaster, why would the Fed Board of Governors decide to meet in such a place unless they know something terribly huge is going to happen to the United States next month? This information on top of the stories below are unmistakable signals to us that something terrible is going to happen, and the big shots already know it. Please spread the information on this webpage along to every American so as many as possible know in advance that any disaster or terrorist attack or economic collapse was no surprise to our government. They clearly know something is going to happen, and they are already apparently going to let it happen. We may be forced to grab up members of the Federal Reserve Board of Governors before they get into the COG meeting so they can be properly dealt with when whatever happens, happens. The only reason they would head into the COG is to hide from angry Americans. My advice to the government and to the bankers is simple. Come clean now. Tell us the truth. The whole truth, and nothing but the truth, right now, before disaster strikes, so we can make rational decisions, make rational plans, and get through it as smoothly as possible, even if there's no way to avoid it. However, if you conceal what seems to be coming and you allow it to blindside us, there won't be any place for any of you to hide. We will hunt you down and deal with you for concealing the truth and thus harming us worse. Amen to that, brother. Well, I don't know about you, but that is cause for concern. Now, you know, there have been rumors flying around, guys, and you know that you know the Congress had recessed for the August, and we're all looking for this big false flag event or whatever to happen, and it hasn't happened. And this is what, August the 27th, so August is almost over. But here, the Federal Reserve is meeting at this facility, an underground military installation facility, on August 31st. And this guy puts all of this money on these put options, saying that the stock market is going to take a 30 to 50% drop by September 19th. It doesn't look good. Oh, boy. I wish I had some good news today. Got a good show coming up tomorrow. Got a nice guest, William Wagner, is coming up. He's going to talk about father's rights. At any rate, I wanted to mention to you that article I've got posted on my website at theamericanawakening.org, and you can go in there or turn your friends, neighbors, and relatives on to it. Let them go in there and read it, and go out to the grocery store, buy some extra food, whatever you need to do. Going to go to a break. Be back in 3 minutes. Got more for you. Stick with me. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Be right back.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Short segment coming up here. You know, it amazes me. Last week, I had, I don't even know, probably, what, 5, 6, 7 guests last week. And, I mean, it was just a packed week full of information and so forth. So I thought, you know, today I would take just a little time, you know, just read some news and share a couple of my personal things with you and, you know, just take calls and so forth. So I open up the day for calls and nobody calls. I get my pest, Art Pollock and Gary from Tennessee. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. I'm going to spend the rest of the hour sharing an article with you that was penned by Bernadine Smith, and it's called The North American Union Will Destroy Our Constitution. We've got so many things being thrown at us from all over the place, guys. I mean, this is really cause for concern. I'm concerned about those put options. I'm concerned about this emergency meeting with the Federal Reserve. I'm concerned about the market that is just as volatile as it can be. The stock market is just doing tap dances all over the place. But I wanted to share this with you to just make everybody aware of what we're looking at here. It's called The North American Union Will Destroy Our Constitution. Sleeping Americans, wake up. Not only has your form of government been changed, you are being asked to consign yourself under a dictatorship by approving this newly installed militarized global government management system. Taking advantage of the trust you have placed in those whom you have elected to public office, but without your approval, a global government system has been overlaid down upon you. The manipulators do not think you care about what is happening because you did not object to the major transformation when they pulled it off, right under your nose, using the excuse of terrorism. Why have you accepted this disastrous alteration in your government system without as much as even a slight whimper? No longer will the 1787 Constitution be our protectorate against unjust and unlimited power, because it has been unlawfully superseded. Only remnants of its shell appear to remain. Your system of government is no longer that of a republic. Democracy has been the stand-in word used during the acceptance of the transformation. People are no longer identified as the ultimate power. The United States has been captured and transformed into a militarized communitarian global system, mostly without the knowledge of the general population and their understanding of basic rights, which they thought would be theirs forever. These are being wiped out by manipulators who ironically promise the people safety. Safety against terrorism, as they say. Take a break real quick here. Go to Don from Oregon. Don, you're on with Michael. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, Excuse me, I had to get rid of the radio. I got two, you know, the time thing.
Okay.
It's very confusing. First of all, Mike, I'm trying to communicate with you right now on the email. I've got something that I want to bring up to you, and I've had a problem getting through your website to you. I don't know if it's from my end or your end. My DSL, I think it's up and it's running functionally, and I communicated with the ISP. They said that it was not something to do with me, but at any rate, I'm sending you an email, you know, without using your website. And I hope that you get it, because I would really like to communicate to you about this. To make it really terse, it concerns you and my esteem for you and your family and what you're experiencing right now. That said, and notwithstanding the somewhat obvious events of the day that are occurring right now, I think, and I stand corrected if I'm wrong, but I think this pretty much has been... how do I say this? Open to the public for quite some time now. We have been forewarned, and I believe that there have been plenty of people in their various and sundry venues that have been promulgating, shall we say, what is about to occur. Now, what we do with that, how we deal with it, I should say, I think is of the utmost importance. Now, I'm not running off like the sky's falling in. In other words, I'm not going with that. I am presently preparing for the worst. The former combat Marine in me has been given notice. You know, I'm ready to slip out under the wire, so to say, and there's plenty of people out there that know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. I'm one of them. Go ahead.
And at any rate, with that said, I can only suggest that everybody keep a cool, calm, collective observation to the events. Don't panic. And when things begin to unfold, treat it with the utmost amount of intellectual response that we have. There's so many things out there that can cause a person's emotions to intercede and cause them to overreact, and I can't help but imagine that those entities, the powers that are purport to be right now, are going to depend upon that. And this is my fervent prayer for everyone out there right now, that we keep cool through this and we don't allow them to take advantage of us. And I'll let it go at that.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate the input, Don. Thanks for the call in. Yeah. And by the way, my email address is discerner, discerner, 12000 @yahoo.com. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick with me. I got more.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Before I get back into this article, I wanted to remind everybody, I'm going to be posting, I'm taking down my pledge drive because, as I said, you know, there's just something that kind of sticks in my crawl about asking people for money. I'm not going to do that. But what I am going to do is I'm going to put up this book by Randy Weaver, The Federal Siege at Ruby Ridge, in Randy and Sarah Weaver's own words. And it's a must-read, folks. I mean, you really need to read this book because it'll bring to home exactly what I'm sure that Ed and Elaine Brown are going through every minute of every day. And what I find fascinating about this is I was looking around at the other sites out there, you know, with other networks and so forth, and I asked Randy, I talked to him this morning, and I asked him, I said, why is this book that I read over the weekend that was absolutely, it was an emotion-packed, just a wonderful read. I mean, it was a tragedy, but I mean, it was very well written. And I just wonder why it is that none of these other sites post this book, because I can't find it anywhere. And it's something that every patriot needs to read. With that, www.theamericanawakening.org, that's my website. It will be up there in the next day or two. If you want an autographed copy of the book, it's $20 plus $4 shipping and handling. Let me get back into this article about the NAU. It says, this transformation from the constitutional system to this new form had its early beginnings in the 1970s when the Law Enforcement Assistance Administration first revised the nation with preliminary mergers of the law enforcement systems with the military under one head, which was then called the public safety agencies. Better wake up, sleeping Americans, because soon your safeguards and defenses by virtue of the Bill of Rights will be rewarded with only a sarcastic laugh. By the way, they're already doing that now. And I'm probably, you know, I'm preaching to the choir here, folks, because I know that the majority of you guys already know this. You know, a lot of you may already be prepared for it. And this is why it's imperative that you, you know, talk to your friends, neighbors, and relatives and invite them. We're the church, okay? We're the ones that are preaching this stuff. If they don't believe you, if their eyes glaze over when you're talking to them about it, ask them to have a listen to RBN. I mean, let's face it, you know, my program puts this out. John Statmiller's program put this out. There's a number of other broadcasters on this network that have a message that needs to be heard. So, you know, invite your friends, neighbors, and relatives to come in and have a listen. The transformation has the intent of a cruel iron hand. It intends to enforce communistic law on a global scale to which it is committed in building a new world order. How did it happen in the United States? Simply by issuance of a huge executive order signed unlawfully by the stroke of a pen of one person, George W. Bush. Executive Order Number 13286, dated February 28, 2003. The installation of EO, which is Executive Order 13286, was titled Amendment of Executive Orders and Other Actions in Connection with the Transfer of Certain Functions to the Secretary of Homeland Security. It set down the framework and underpinnings of the new form of government, a military system. When the Homeland Security Agency became installed in the United States, it broke a 220-year-old essential principle and time-honored tradition. A sharp line had always existed separating the military from the civilian law enforcement, and to merge the two would create a military government, and this was known to be a big no-no if the republic was to remain a republic. The fact is, that line that once separated the two has now been broken, deliberately crossed, and the grievous merger has been made. This action greatly altered the concept by which the United States form of government was constituted and definitely was meant to operate. It changed the system from civilian management into military management, while the Constitution, the supreme law of the land, became even more detruded. President Bush declared that if another event such as 9/11 occurs, he would activate and place the full military government into action over the whole nation. He has acknowledged that the Constitution, our only hope against the misuse of power, will be suspended and its protections and safeguards set aside. It will no longer have any standing. No government of the people, by the people, and for the people ever existed and retained its authority after a military system was installed over it. That is the fate which has overtaken us since George W. Bush brought on the transformation to make us safe. It should not be taken lightly, nor be allowed to stand. To ignore the potential of this transformation and to see it expand is without a doubt the most fatal mistake of the century. David Davis, a Supreme Court justice from 1815 to 1886, born and died, left us with these remarkable thoughts on despotism. The Constitution of the United States is a law for rulers and people, especially in war and peace, and covers with the shield of its protection all classes of men at all times and under all circumstances. No doctrine involving more pernicious consequences was ever invented by the wit of man than that any of its provisions can be suspended during any of the great exigencies of government. Such a doctrine leads directly to anarchy and despotism. But the theory of necessity upon which it is based is false, for the government within the Constitution has all the powers granted to it which are necessary to preserve its existence and has been happily proved by the result of a great effort to throw off its just authority. That was by David Davis. How true. Not only is the military government not needed, but it opens the door for pernicious consequences. Nevertheless, the government of the United States has now been revamped so that the government of this nation is in accord to military concepts on an international regional basis, global communism, all done without the consent of the governed. Among the powers vested in Homeland Security Agency, it controls both the birth certificates and the driver's license, which creates a wedge for forcing the people to approve of the unwanted change. There appears an attempt to gain legitimate status for this unlawful transformation in the power structure of the American government, which is witnessed in the effect to get the people to consent to using a national ID card. Currently, the effort is called the Real ID Card Act of 2005. By acceptance on a state-by-state level of this national ID card, the people can become, as a whole, registered as not only being compliant with the powers and authority now vested in the Homeland Security Agency, but also they can be viewed as extending their consent to the transformation into global government. As a starter, a chip will be placed in each person's driver's license, but the ultimate goal is to have the chip installed in the hand of each and every person, because not everyone is old enough to drive a car, and some people do not own cars, nor do they drive at any age. The chip will carry the most personal and private information regarding the person wearing it. The chip is also a people locator. This is not the liberty and freedom which men died for during the War of Independence. By use of the chip, your total history will be available to anyone who asks for your papers, please. It can control everything from being hired to food rationing, health record, or gasoline allowance. George Bush has transferred directly to himself powers that he previously vested in the Homeland Security Agency. This is tantamount to completion of a dictatorship atop the physical underpinnings already built and necessary to sustain it. Are you able to turn to the police or the sheriff for help? Not likely, because every policeman in the nation, in every city and town, large and small, in every state in the nation, is already beholden to the Homeland Security Agency and is now online taking orders from the Homeland Security Agency themselves. The sheriffs, too. And we already know this, folks. I know this. Sheriff Prozo up there in Plainfield, I hope you're listening. He said that he listens to RBN. The sheriffs, too, lack the courage it takes to face the fact that the federal government is misleading the nation and has seized the law enforcement system that rightfully belongs to the states. When the dictatorial powers of the president and those of the Homeland Security Agency are combined and fully activated by these unlawful acts, pronouncements of sovereignty by the people and endowments which God has created to each and every individual will be forbidden. The Constitution will be publicly denounced and outlawed. The people will not be allowed to exercise their former rights, nor to claim the 1787 Constitution as supreme law, because they will have lost the battle by today's lack of resistance to the victory of the transformation agents. The Republican system will then become recognized and known as having been totally overthrown. As a part of the final transition, the people will be totally without any force. There will be no guns for the people. By the way, I got a guy coming up on my show Friday. He's going to talk a little bit about that. There's a gun show coming up here. I've been hearing rumors now that you can go to the gun shows, but you can no longer buy ammunition. There will be no guns for the people. Only the militarized Homeland Security and its companion, the World Army System, will have any guns. With no power left for the people to decide their own fate, in any matter whatsoever, the non-elective, appointive system of regional governments will decide the future of all the people. These regional agencies will have more power over the lives of people than our public officials ever had. They can tell you where to live, where to work, anywhere in the world, and they are prepared to set your salary as they see fit. You can be sent anywhere in the world to work according to your ability, and your salary will be determined according to your need, which they will determine. You won't be allowed as an individual to own property, a long-standing United Nations policy, by the way. You will be told whether or not you may have children. The World Army will give backing to the communist policies of the Homeland Security Agency. You can't vote these regional global managers out or recall them because you do not have the right under the appointed global government management system. The states will be abolished, and in that act, the state and federal constitution, which formerly protected you, will no longer be your source of defense. You will have totally become a human resource, a classification already in use. For those of you who are listening at the beginning of my show, that's what I was alluding to my lovely wife, who is nothing more in their court system but a resource to be drained. You will be given a communist bill of rights called the Human Rights Treaties, already written, which has been quietly and gradually replacing your inherent true rights listed in the 1791 Bill of Rights. There are no checks and balances and no endowments from the Creator under the Human Rights Treaties. Your whole life will be monitored and dictated from cradle to grave through the managers of the Homeland Security Agency. A world army of foreign troops will preserve order in this former land of the free and will enforce additional taxes and regulations under the New World Order rule. Foreign troops can arrest violators and try them in the world court, which incidentally is also in operation and handed down decisions. The unknowing young have not been told of the United States Program for General and Complete Disarmament in a Peaceful World, which is the source for closing down U.S. military bases that should have been left open for the people's protection. Public Law 87-297 has always been the main source for the effort to prohibit all privately owned firearms. Self-preservation with arms, protection against lawlessness and sedition will be denied to the people while open borders promote the merger of Mexico and Canada with the USA under the global government, which is called the North American Union. These conditions alone should have indicated to even the most poorly informed that a new system of government was in the works. Couch potato parents really don't care what suffering they are permitting to fall upon their own children. It can't happen here, they say, while evidence abounds that it has already happened here. These are facts, yet some do not want to muster the interest in verifying these facts, and they have no intention whatever to stop it. The weak tell us that they just don't want to hear anything that depresses them. And they just don't care enough about their kids to spend their energy in preventing this burden from falling inextricably upon their own children. Their offspring won't know how it all happened to them, and they will not have the means necessary to make possible an attempt to stop it. The propaganda press has emasculated many of those who were supposed to provide protection and guidance to their children. The young are being denied the protection that every young person should have so that they can make their own decisions and decide their own careers and futures. But they may end up getting caught in the trap their parents created for them by parental lack of interest and parental lack of reasoning. So wake up, sleeping Americans, and shoulder your responsibility to your families against this that is real terrorism. A war that is being waged in your own country by your own disloyal public officials against the people they were hired to protect. In 1791, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights are still the supreme law of this country because they are owned by the people, and we the people have never given our permission for public officials to invalidate or disregard them, no matter what pretended legislation or bogus executive orders are written to the contrary. Wake up, sleeping Americans, and begin an effort to oppose both of these interconnected dangers. The installation of the Homeland Security Agency, the militarized system, the new form of government brought on by those who have no authority to overthrow our true government, and the real ID card being fostered state by state to seduce and deliver acceptance of the people to a new form of government, a commitment to accepting the unlawful Homeland Security and its dictatorial communist lifestyle. Those are the facts, folks. That was a very well penned article, by the way, and it hits home with us. And this is why, and I've preached this before, and I'll preach it again, and I know, you know, I've been preaching to the choir here, and I know the large majority of the listeners out there, you already know this. You've already seen it. You know they had a meeting up in Canada the 20th to the 22nd of this month, implementing and finalizing this North American Union. Okay, it's not us that needs to know. We already know. It's up to you to take the initiative to go talk to your friends, neighbors, and relatives and invite them to listen to RBN. Because this is the only way that they're really going to find out the truth. When you go out and you talk to these people, and you talk to them for 2 or 3 minutes, and their eyes glaze over, and they want to talk about something else because this is too depressing, or they really don't want to go there, or this can't happen here, or any of those, you know, cliches that they spin off to you, you've got to get it through their head one way or another. It's the only way that we can circumvent this tragedy that is on our doorstep. And it's closer than you think. Again, I feel like I'm preaching to the choir because I know most of you guys. I mean, I don't know you personally, but you know, I've met a lot of people. All of us are instant friends because we all have the mindset. We all have the same thing in common. We want our Constitution back. We want our constitutional republic back, and we want the government out of our lives. And I'll tell you what. It couldn't be better said from me because it seems like I invite this. The government seems to be in my life every time I turn around. And I know with a lot of you guys it's the same thing. I have people come up and they're on my show all the time. The article that I went into with my wife and her immigration problems. You know, we're not isolated. We're not alone here. This is happening all over this country, and it's happening with a corrupt court system that is designed as a corporation to just filter all the possible cash they can out of unsuspecting, unwitting Americans who are naive enough to think that we have a just court of law. Let's go to Carrie in Louisiana. Carrie, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Michael.
How you doing, bud?
Good. Hey, listen, I just want to put a little correction in on this news about all the put options that were bought.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
If the Dow Jones thing, the 50 big stocks in Europe doesn't crash, and there are some puts bought on some of the American indexes, if they don't crash, all that guy's going to do is lose the money he bought, he used to buy those contracts.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going
right.
to be exposed to $1 billion of losses. Buying a put or buying a call gives you the right but not the obligation to exercise those contracts. If the, whoever sold them stands to lose, I read the number in the Financial Times.
Okay, now, wait a minute, Carrie. Now, tell me this. Okay, so I could go down to my local broker, and I could buy... I'll tell you what, we got to go to a break here, Carrie. Stick with me on this one, okay? I'll be back in three. Don't leave me, all right? Be back in three. This is really good. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stay tuned for the final segment coming up. Got a really important question for Carrie. Be right back.
Found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah. DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Carrie on the line here that was correcting me on this article, or actually correcting the writer of the article. But I wanted to ask you, Carrie, so if I went into my stockbroker and I said, you know what, I want you know, 25,000 shares of the stock. I'm betting that the stock's going to go down by 50% by September 19th. There's no penalty or consequence for me if it doesn't?
Well, no, well, let me back up a little bit. Put and call options, there's a buyer and a seller. The buyer has the right, but not the obligation. What they call a writer, the person who buys it, I'm sorry, I said that wrong. The person who buys a put or call contract can exercise the contract if it hits strike price. Mm-hmm. But they don't have to. The contract expires worthless, and what they lose is the premium they paid to buy the call or put option.
Which would be, a percentage of, because I'm not a stockbroker, I don't
depends.
Know.
I've seen the numbers, and I forget, but the guy spent a few thousand dollars buying this. Now, he stands to gain, you know, whatever it was, $1.something billion. Whoever sold the contract to him stands to lose that money.
Because
if you sell a contract and it expires worthless, you get to keep the premium. If the contract hits strike price and you get exercised, then you have the obligation to fulfill it. So I know who's on the other side of this guy's trade, and they're probably thinking this guy's a lunatic, but if he's right, there's probably going to be a world of hurt on whoever sold those contracts.
Right. Well, let me ask you this question, Kerry. Would you say that making a move like this would be cause for all of us to be concerned about something of this nature, especially in light of the fact that the Fed is meeting up in Jackson Hole, Wyoming on the 31st in this COG facility?
Well, yeah, there's some concern, like somebody might know something. But again, the Fed has an annual meeting up at Jackson Hole. It's sponsored by the Kansas City Federal Bank, you know, because it's within their district. They meet up there every year.
Okay.
You know, and yeah, it might be a, you know, whatever, underground military bunkers and all the rest of that stuff, but they meet up there every time this year. I mean, I've seen interviews of these guys at Jackson Hole on CNBC for years.
Well, now, I'm the last one to fearmonger, so what you're saying is it's not as serious as I thought it may be.
You know, it may be something, and maybe, yeah, somebody knows something. They bought these put contracts so they can exercise them and, quote, put it to whoever sold them to them. And, yeah, maybe the Fed is coordinating some kind of meltdown with their meeting in Jackson Hole, but there's nothing unusual with them holding this meeting at this time of year in Jackson Hole. And, you know, maybe somebody just got some kind of wild hair and bought all these contracts and they'll expire worthless. I don't know. And, yes, my outlook for the U.S., well, most of the global stock markets is very, 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 very bearish.
By the way, are you a securities expert?
Yes. Well, I wouldn't say an expert. I'm licensed with all that stuff.
Well, no, that's what I meant. Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, there are experts, and then there are experts that are licensed, and there are guys that aren't so expert. They're licensed,
I've run across in my life. I've been in the business since '83.
Well, then you're an expert, and you're very proficient. And I thank you for your input, so we can ratchet it down at least a notch or two. How's that?
Yeah, I wouldn't hit all the code red buttons yet.
All right. Well, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Michael. Enjoy your show.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Yes,
all right.
Bye-bye.
Okay, the end of another day, folks, and stay tuned for John Stadtmiller, the National Intel Report. And I want to remind you to go to the website, www.theamericanawakening.org, and you can pick up a couple of these articles, read them for yourself, because I've got them posted up there. And also, don't forget about Randy's book, Ruby Ridge, The Siege, folks. Buy a copy of the book. It's a great read. I will see you tomorrow. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Tomorrow, my guest will be Bill Wagner on Father's Rights. Have a good rest of the day.
It's true.